It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today from the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Come on down. Have lunch with us. Great place. Great atmosphere. And we're giving away a $50 gift card here. Best bold Eagles prediction we hear today will win that gift card. All right, we got a lot to do here on the show. Coming up in a little bit, Jason Kelce was on the morning show today. He's going to be contributing to their show and be on a lot this season. We'll bring you the best of Jason Kelce this morning on the morning show. Next hour, Nick Sirianni, press conference live from Brazil, as we discuss Jalen Hurts and your confidence or skepticism in Hurts returning to star level form this season. 215-592-9494. Now, Hugh, last week, Jalen Hurts was on the morning show talking about
dry.
Yeah, well, he's a little dry. He's a dry guy, but we hope to be a great quarterback this year. But one of the things they brought up was Cam Jurgens, right? And now he's the center.
Yeah.
And how does that change things? And Jalen talked about how, listen, he wanted to be more in terms of calling the defense out on the blitz out and protections, but Jason was so good at it, the teams basically said, don't worry about it. And it stunted his eagerness to learn there.
Yeah.
So Jason Kelce on his podcast this week talked about that and what he thought Jalen meant and his perspective after hearing what Jalen said last week on WIP. Here is Jason Kelce on his podcast.
I've shared this exact sentiment with Jalen. I think he's at the stage now in his career that he can take that next step forward, making a lot of these protection calls and things that I did for him early in his career when he's a young player. I think that a lot of the things we struggle with late in the year with the blitzes, when teams do a great job of disguising things and you really don't know where to direct it, the quarterback has to feel comfortable with where he's hot at. And I think that Jalen now controlling a lot of this and taking this ownership on is going to help, especially for situations like that. But I think him taking on this as a responsibility is going to accelerate his game across the board.
I mean, I agree with Jason what he's saying there, that this should help. If it's more on Jalen's responsibility, it probably gives him a better feel of what everyone is doing on the play. I agree with Jason there. I still don't think it changes my mind on what happened last week. Jalen sharing that with us, I don't know why that was necessary, but I get what Jason's saying. This should help Jalen be better.
And I tell you what, I got to say this because I love him to death, and he's the OG. But, Seth, I ain't apologizing for what I said.
Oh, by the way, yes. Seth yesterday, after seeing Jason's response there we just played, said that WI host should apologize.
Seth, I apologize. I refuse. I ain't apologizing to, what's his name? Cassiano.
Well, you should do that.
I ain't apologizing to Kyle Schwarber because he had a hell of a play in outfield last night.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. But I ain't apologized for the way I felt.
Do you still think you could beat Schwarber in a race? Don't lie to everybody.
Yeah, I do. No. I don't know because, yesterday.
You were struggling getting down the hall yesterday.
No, that's what I was about to say. When I was running down the hall the other day, the fact that I was breathing heavy kind of let me, walk that back a little bit. But, listen, in the moment that adrenaline get to flowing, I feel like I got a nice little burst left.
I mean, come on.
And Chase Gilman, I ain't apologizing either. I don't care if you do call me out on the Twitter or the X or whatever you want to call it. I'm not doing it. It ain't in me. I ain't apologizing. Not at all.
Now, what did you make of what Jason said there about Jalen's comments last week?
You know what? And I know he's going to be a weekly contributor, but I think Jason is going to do a great job of putting out fires as an analyst. I mean, because, even Jason says something to the effect that it's going to help him be a better player. Here's the thing that you have to understand. Whether or not it's true, what Jalen said can be perceived as being a little bitter because his growth was hindered.
And his eagerness to get there to this level
because
was
if you
held
listen
back,
to what he said, that's why I'm not apologizing for it, because if you listen to what he said, it quelled my eagerness
to learn. Yep.
Like, that's a powerful statement. Now, you can say what you want to say, and it's not a big deal. And I know Jason and his brother tried to make it not be a big – probably wasn't a big deal for Jason, because it's a lot of times – here's the truth about things like that. A lot of times we go through life and we don't know that people despise you or dislike you. And I'm not saying that Jalen does dislike him, but
or we assume someone feels a certain way.
Certain
they
kind
don't.
Of way.
Yeah.
But I can assume that because of what he said. Like, you know, I worked at ESPN for years, did not know Mike Smith didn't like me, didn't despise me. Did not know that. So it's possible that Jalen resented on some level the fact that his growth was stunted. Now, Jason, on the other hand, probably looked at it as like, hey, I'm just doing my job trying to make the team better. Doesn't mean that Jalen had any ill intent toward him. It's just that at that point in time, it was the best thing to do because it was the best thing for the team.
Yeah, and what Jason said on that clip we just played, it doesn't change what Jalen – to me, they're separate things. Jason saying now this will help Jalen grow. I agree.
Yeah.
But my thought from last week, Hugh, and that's what it's funny you said we're not apologizing. My thought from last week hasn't changed. I have questions about it. Why didn't the Eagles help prepare Jalen quicker so he's ready for this responsibility now? To me, they're separate things. Yeah, will this help make Jalen better now? Sure. But why wasn't this happening in the past? Why wasn't it more of a team thing in the past? That's still what's on my mind.
I think if I'm being fair to Jalen, I think that you can be eager to learn, but you're not in the space to receive the lesson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, for an example, I was eager to learn when I was with the Jets, but I didn't know how to receive it. You know what I mean? So I had to sit down, and I talk about it all the time and how Ray Hamilton, Sugar Bear, had to teach me how to prepare. You know, I mean, because at that point, I'm just out there, and as a young player, I relied on my instincts because that's what I knew at all. If I get to the quarterback and beat the play, then I ain't got nothing to worry about.
You know, it couldn't
didn't work like that.
It couldn't help that you came into the league coached by maybe the biggest dope in NFL history in Rich Cote. you're actually a football miracle. You made it out a winner. I mean, that is pretty remarkable. You came out the other side. Let's go to the phone lines here. Gary in Vineland's up. What's up, Gary?
What's going on?
Hey, Gary. What's up, pal?
I think Jalen is going to have a big turnaround this year. I mean, I remember last year never seeing a running back or any hot reads for him in the screen when you're watching the game. I think this coordinator, Saquon, I think he's going to have a lot of trust in him. And maybe like Kelsey was saying, he'll be able to do the read now, so he'll make better decisions.
Yeah, I think the cool part about that is the dots might connect quicker now, right? Like if he's calling out the protection, he knows where the pressure could come from. It might give him that like extra half a second, Gary, to know, all right, the pressure might be coming from there. I got to go here with the ball quickly. It all could come together. And Gary, I like Kellen Moore. I mean, Kellen Moore did a lot for Dak, and he could do something similar here for Jalen Hurts. All right, Gary, what's your bold Eagles prediction?
It might take out the second guessing, too.
It could.
You know, Kelsey might say something, and he might be like, maybe it's going to be this.
I would think before you give his prediction, Cam would probably more defer to Jalen. Maybe it was the opposite last year, just based on where they were of the team. All right, so what's your bold prediction?
So I have a super bold prediction, and I said this prior to the other caller. I think Trout Jr., Super Bowl MVP, pick six to win it, couple sacks, and I think he's going to take it home for us.
Gary, that might be tough to top. That might be. That's a good one, Gary. We'll get you in the mix here. Trout Jr., pick six, Super Bowl MVP. Kyle, I'm not sure. I mean, I know no one's going to top Hugh's statistical prediction, but that might be the toughest one to top so far.
Is that more bold than Rookie of the Year, Trotter? Because, I mean, I feel like Trotter could have, you know, if he ends up starting in the Super Bowl, he could have a big play and just sort of find his way into being
You're
Super
right.
Bowl MVP. Like, being Rookie of the Year is stacking up a great season.
Who was the guy, who was the linebacker for the Chiefs? Bolton? Was it Willie Gay or Bolton?
The one who returned the fumble?
Yeah, like you're right. So weird plays happen.
And Malcolm Smith on Seattle.
Yes.
Yep.
But the thing about but this is like a layered prediction because that means the Eagles are also going to the Super Bowl. Right, it's like he's also predicting the Eagles are in the Super Bowl for Trout to have that opportunity. That is a good one there. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to more of your calls on Hurts, your bold predictions next year, and we'll replay for you the best of Jason Kelsey from the morning show earlier today. He talked about more of the stuff with Hurts and the blitz, plus his outlook for the team this year. Hear from Jason Kelsey next. We're live today at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. The best Eagles bowl prediction will be here today. Wins a $50 gift card to the restaurant. And confident or skeptical on Hurts returning to MVP form? Where do you come down on the Eagles quarterback? Get on the record. 215-592-9049 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We are heading into the most wonderful time of the year, and that's football season. What's on the menu for football season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're the tailgate king or gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.